Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about, well, why economists should like booze. Cheers to that.
I'm intrigued. It seems counterintuitive. Isn't alcohol generally seen as, you know, detrimental to economic productivity?
That's the common perception. But this article argues that teetotalism is actually an incoherent and damaging ideology. And they give three main reasons why. The first is the free rider problem.
Free rider? How so?
The article points out how alcohol consumption has historically supported social and economic structures. Think restaurants, social gatherings. These often rely on alcohol sales and the social lubrication it provides. Teetotalers benefit from these structures without contributing to them, like going to a party and enjoying the atmosphere created by the more spirited attendees without partaking themselves.
I see. Interesting. That's a unique perspective. What's the second reason?
Loneliness. Alcohol, the article argues, has a social function. It helps people relax, bond, and feel more comfortable with vulnerability. They cite a study showing alcohol increasing social bonding and another linking pub visits to increased community engagement. This goes all the way back. I mean, it's not far-fetched to say that alcohol has played an evolutionary role in forging human connection.
But wouldn't excessive drinking isolate people, even make social situations worse? It seems like a double-edged sword.
Definitely a valid point. I suppose the article is advocating for moderate consumption, not, you know, excessive indulgence. They point to the decline in social interaction among young people, particularly Gen Z, alongside the rise in teetotalism, and suggest a correlation. It's worth considering, isn't it?
Got it. And the third reason?
Innovation. The article posits a link between alcohol consumption and creative breakthroughs. They cite a slowdown in innovation across various fields, like film and music, and contrast it with the alcohol-fueled creativity of past eras. Think Aeschylus, Coleridge, Dickens, all known for their, shall we say, enthusiastic relationship with alcohol. Even the 1960s, a period of high productivity, is described as a time when, according to the article, everyone was drunk all the time.
That's quite a claim, but isn't there a risk of romanticizing substance use? Clearly, addiction and abuse are serious problems.
Absolutely. The article acknowledges the short-term benefits of sobriety for things like work presentations, but they suggest alcohol enables a different kind of thinking, less linear, more prone to accidents of insight. They even mention studies showing intoxicated people solving problems faster.
So it's more about a balance, right? Not complete abstinence, but also not excessive drinking?
Precisely. The article concludes with a call for moderation, a middle ground between Hemingway-esque levels of drinking and complete abstention. Gin from the freezer, good vermouth, and a twist, as they put it. A toast, then, to a balanced approach, perhaps. And with that, we conclude our discussion. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.